Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And today we're joined with one of the top defensive tackles in the nation. It's Jay Ross from the East Carolina Pirates. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. It's a busy time of the year for us here at the NFL Draft Bible, and it's obviously a busy time of the year for a gentleman like yourself. I mean, it's just the end of the season. I think Texas vs. Nation, Scouting, Combine, Pro Day. What's this whirlwind been like for you?
It's been a real experience, you know. It's winding down, coming up in another week or two, but it's just been fun. I've been enjoying the experience, and I wouldn't rather be doing anything else around about this time. So
nice. And April 22nd, next Thursday, the NFL draft begins. What's these, you know, as you guys inch closer, I mean, what's it like waking up each day?
Of course, you think about it before you go to sleep, and you say your prayers every night, and just hoping that you hear your name called in the NFL draft. Something you basically just dreamed about growing up, and that time's finally here, so
nice.
Very exciting.
2009 All-Conference USA honorable mention. Jay, when you talk about that, you know, dream becoming a reality to you, I mean, when did you kind of realize during college that the, you know, the skill level was there to, you know, take it to the NFL?
Just growing up, I always had a tremendous work ethic. I probably never was the best player in anything I did as far as basketball, baseball, or football, but I always had a tremendous work ethic, and I always wanted to be the best in whatever I did. So, probably around my sophomore, junior year, I wasn't really, like, thinking about the NFL. I was just out there having fun, just trying to win games with my teammates. But, of course, you were hearing things about the NFL, and, of course, I wanted to play in the NFL. So, I mean, like I said, that dream is finally becoming a reality right about now. So.
And how much does that change your mindset? I mean, usually after the season, you go in the coach's office, and, you know, they'll kind of give you that report on, you know, if they, you know, if you can make that jump, and you know, when you hear those words coming from, I would assume at the time it was Skip Holtz, saying, "Hey, you know, Jay, I think you got what it takes." I mean, you know, how's it changed after that, the mindset?
I mean, I know coming from East Carolina, our coaches, they pretty much knew who could actually have the talent to play at the next level, but that's something that we never really talked about at East Carolina. We were just concerned about winning games and who our next opponent was going to be. So, I mean, pretty much just if we talked about it, any, it'll be within our position coaches. And he'll put it in our head and just tell us what we need to do to go out and win the next game. And that was our critical focus every week.
And a lot of success at East Carolina. You know, you guys really put the program on the map. I mean, when you're looking back, I mean, did it go by really quick for you? Can you believe it's over and done with?
Yeah, it has, man. You know, I always say time flies by, and that 5 years probably was the quickest 5 years of my life. But it was some of the best memories I've ever had, and I wouldn't take it back for anything.
Nice. And then, I mean, since the season ended, I mean, have you been working out? I mean, I know you had to be working out somewhere. Where were you doing your combine-type training?
I was training down at CES in Atlanta with Chip Smith, and he's one of the best guys in the country as far as training, and to help guys get the best of their abilities. And now I'm just training at home, just working out, running every day, just trying to stay in shape.
Nice. And I mean, Texas vs. Nation, that kind of gave you your first taste of what the combine was going to be like. I mean, you know, that extra time in there, I mean, talk about, you know, what's like being, you know, pulled aside almost every, you know, living moment of that week when you're at the Combine and Texas First Nation with NFL scouts and GMs and whatnot, you know, kind of get a word with you.
I mean, that was pretty much your first taste of what the NFL was going to be like as far as having meetings and meeting with the coaches and the GMs and things like that. So, I mean, the Texas First Nation game was a really good experience. I met a lot of new guys, new faces, and it was just all like competition. We were competing all week, and the same thing at the combine. It was just we were competing against each other, trying to get the best numbers that we could. and try to outdo next man. So, I mean, it was just all fun with competition.
Nice. And, you know, being at the scouting combine, I mean, the best players across the nation are invited. I mean, when you got that invite, I mean, what was the reaction?
I was real excited. Like, when I first found out, I had got my invitation through an email. And we were actually in Memphis for our bowl game against the Liberty Bowl. And I didn't believe it at first. So I went and asked CJ Wilson, did he get an invite? He was like, no, not yet. So, yeah, so I pretty much got my invitation probably a little bit earlier than a couple guys, but I really didn't believe it at first, and I just thought it was a blessing just to have the opportunity to go to Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a great opportunity. I mean, the NFL descends on there, and it's a great chance for, you know, you to showcase yourself in front of those guys. I mean, coming from, I mean, East Carolina, you know, it just doesn't have the recognition of your Miamis, the Florida States, your Alabamas. I mean, you know, coming in there kind of happened to prove to yourself. Did you have that mindset at all?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I always want to be the best. And my coaches always say I'm a tough player because out there on the field, I don't care about anything but helping my team win. And if you're in the opposite color jersey, you're just going to get hit. So, I mean, as far as coming from East Carolina, we felt like we were one of the top schools in the nation, even though the world may not have seen that because we weren't in the SEC or ACC or anything like that. We were at Conference USA. So a lot of people thought we didn't play good enough competition. But everybody in our conference is pretty much good. We played the BCS schools, so to say, and we just felt like that that team just had to come in and beat us. You know, we didn't feel like we were the underdog.
Nice. And when you got down to the scouting combine, was there anyone you're interested in, you know, kind of seeing up close and maybe evaluating yourself?
Yeah, you know, of course, NFL channel and seeing on ESPN all the time, and Dominican Sue and Gerald McCoy and Tebow and all those guys are pretty much the most talked about guys. And just finally getting a chance to see those guys in person was kind of a great experience. And just talking with those guys and seeing how their programs were when they were in college and see what they had to go through as far as publicity-wise and things like that. It was just a great experience for me and a few other guys from my school.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys had a great defensive line. I mean, you, C.J. Wilson, Scotty Robinson, just to mention a few. I mean, a terrific front line. I mean, when you're on that front line, I ask everyone who comes on the show this, just in case you never know who's listening. It could be a scout, you know, watching game film of Jay Ross. I mean, is there anything that you kind of couldn't showcase at your time at East Carolina? Something you might do particularly well, but just for whatever reason, you just kind of just never got to do it on the field?
I mean, my coaches and some of the other players say I have a tremendous ball get off. And I have a pretty good nose for the ball as far as being able to find it. And I think that's how I contributed to my team as far as just disrupting plays and being real active as far as making plays and helping my other teammates make plays. I wasn't always concerned about being the guy to make the plays. Just as long as somebody on the team made it, I mean, as long as I helped somebody make the play, that pretty much was an exciting time for me. So
yeah, you kind of have to have that unselfish nature to play that position almost, huh?
Yeah, you do. I mean, playing with those three other guys that were real experienced, Linville, DJ, and Scotty, I mean, we pretty much knew what we had to do each week to win the game. So each game we would come in, as far as it being a competition, just trying to see who would make the most tackles and who would get the most sacks that game. So it was just all fun between us.
Nice. And a close-knit group amongst you guys?
Can you say that again, please?
I'm sorry. Were you a pretty close-knit group, you guys?
Oh, yeah, of course. We always hung out. We always went out to eat together. Like, me and Scotty Robinson have been roommates for about 4 or 5 years. So, like, that pretty much was my brother that I pretty much never really had growing up. So, I mean, we always played video games together and just, like, went to the movies and stuff together. So we always pretty much hung out other than football.
And you saw him today?
No, Scotty actually came out here and stayed the weekend with me in Wilmington. We went fishing Sunday and went to a parade on Saturday, so he just left here yesterday.
Nice. Jay Ross, East Carolina Pirates, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Jay, looking at your game, I ask guys this question as well. I mean, if we put Jay Ross in an NFL uniform right now and put you out there on the field, who are you going to remind us the most that's already playing on Sundays?
My position coach says I kind of look like Jay Ratliff as far as my body type and my style of play. But I watched a few games of him, and I could agree with that. But as far as actually studying him, I hadn't had much time to do that. So
nice.
I'd probably say Jay Ratliff from
Auburn.
Cowboys.
Yeah, Auburn kid, a late draft pick, a couple Pro Bowls later. Just showing everyone out there listening, it doesn't matter really where you get drafted. It's kind of where you end up and, you know, how hard you push it at the next level. I mean this whole thing, I mean, can you realize it's here? I mean, can you believe it's here?
I'm just excited. I mean, it's all a part of growing up as you get older every day. I believe the real world's here, and it's finally here for me because I got my college degree, and it's pretty much the next step that I want to take in my life, so it's finally here.
And I have you about 302 pounds. You still right around there?
I'm probably about 310 now.
Oh, wow.
I was running a little bit more leading up to Pro Day. That's probably why I lost so much weight, because I was out running a lot. So.
Nice. And you like playing right? That's where you feel kind of most comfortable about 310?
Yeah, that was pretty much my playing weight at East Carolina, between about 308, 310. Sometimes a little bit heavier, but I pretty much stayed around 310.
What's the heaviest you got?
The heaviest I got was 325 my freshman year. And I lost some of that weight going into my sophomore year, but 325.
Now, did you like playing at 325, or did you feel like slowed down? Or?
In our scheme of defense, we pretty much needed like quick tackles, and being 325, I couldn't move to my best ability, but I'm pretty sure if I needed to get back up to that weight, I'd be able to adjust to it. But just playing in our scheme of defense, I didn't need to be that heavy, so I just lost it.
There you go. And, I mean, NFL teams, I mean, have you had any visits or contacts, anything that you could mention?
Yeah, I've talked to pretty much all 32 teams between Texas First Nation and the Combine. And basically all the teams want to know is, can I gain weight or lose weight, whether I'm playing a 3-4 or 4-3. And, I mean, I tell them no matter whatever position you want me to play, I can play. I mean, we pretty much played 3-4 and 4-3 at East Carolina, so I can pretty much do them both.
So either the 3-4 technique, you're going to be comfortable with all that then?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Nice. And what's that like? I mean, you know, the NFL teams, I mean, when they talk to you, I mean, is there anything that they really like about your game, or anything that they kind of are curious that they're not sure that you can do?
They tell me things they like about my game, but basically it's more than, it's just the intangibles, because, I mean, I've never been in trouble. I never used drugs or never had a problem with alcohol or anything like that. So it's pretty much the intangibles that that a lot of teams are looking for. But my game also speaks for itself. I can also play, so, I mean, just they like things, and I'm just excited to see what happens on the
22nd. Nice. And playing at East Carolina, I mean, Skip Holtz moves on to South Florida. I know you had to be excited for him, but were you also kind of relieved that this was your last year there? I mean, could you have handled staying there another season without, you know, Coach Holtz there?
I think myself and Coach Holtz have pretty much built a relationship with us being together for so long, and he was the first coach there that recruited me, so I mean, if he would have left my time there, I mean, we all pretty much would have been sad, but, I mean, it's just getting your first taste of it being a business as far as being college and NFL. You got to do what you got to do for your family, and that's just, we were very excited for him when he got the job just moving up steps, so.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy for him.
Yeah, he's done a terrific job, and you guys had some fantastic successes, East Carolina. Once again, we're talking with Jay Ross, one of the top defensive tackles in this year's upcoming NFL draft. Jay, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys, and we call it three downs and out, and they're just kind of questions on the goofier, lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
Okay. A little birdie told me that you like to pick up new dance steps, and if there's a new dance that comes out, it's something that you kind of like to fine-tune and work on. But you kind of get harassed by your teammates. Could you guess which teammate might have said that?
Probably Scotty.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I asked him to share some fun stuff on you, and that's why he and I told him, I guarantee he's going to say it you, and he said you guys roomed together and how close you were. That's why I talked to him today. That's why I asked you earlier if you saw him today,
because
he said what, Wilmington? You're in Wilmington?
Yeah, I'm in Wilmington right now.
Yeah, that's what he said. He just left Wilmington, so I wasn't sure when he left. So, but
yeah.
And he also he joked a little bit about your freshman year. He said you were very bow-legged, and it was hard for you to stay on your feet.
Yeah, I pretty much played defensive end like my whole high school career. So, I mean, when I first got to ECU, it was a big step for me as far as game speed and stuff. And Coach Thompson would always tell me, son, I can't put you in the game. You're a hazard. You're going to get somebody hurt out there. So I had to get my steps right, and I worked very hard during the summer and stuff to try to do what I had to do to play, because I didn't want to be a player that never played. So that's what I just had to do.
Nice. And since Scotty got to get you, you want to get Scotty back and want to tease him about anything? Because he said he wants to hear the show later.
Yeah, we always pick at him about him having a big head. You know, he has like a 5X helmet. And we always talk about him like looking like a lollipop because he got a big head and a small body kind of stuff.
Oh, that's great. Here on the NFL Draft Bible, we're getting the fine-tuning teasing of the East Carolina defensive line. We're joined with Jay Ross, and he's talking about his teammate and roommate, Scotty Robinson, both very close. And Jay, you referred to him as a brother, and when we spoke earlier, he said the same about you, just to let you know. He said you're like a brother to him. But the three questions down and out, if Jay Ross could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
I have to say Carrie Hills.
There you go. Very nice.
Like, I pretty much listen to her music and watch her videos and always say, oh, man, when I get to NFL, I'm going to find her.
There you go. Second down is if you could be on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
I'm not much of a singer or anything, but I like to write music, because that's really a talent.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you can make a lot of money doing it. It's definitely a talent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And the final down, Jay, before we let you go tonight, if you could be the face of any product and endorse and advertise anything, what would you like to be the spokesperson for?
I pretty much like to be a spokesperson for LRG or Nike or something like that, because that's something I like wearing, and something I'm always wearing, so why not endorse it if you just love to wear it? So.
Nice. And, real quick before I let you go, Under Armour, the sponsors of the NFL Combine. I know a lot of guys went down there, and there was so much stuff that they couldn't bring it all back, but they said when they got home, all their buddies took it. Was that the same experience for you?
Yeah. I mean, they were giving it out for free, so if it's free, give me three.
You have any?
Getting a whole bunch of Under Armour stuff out of Under Armour Suite, and I still pretty much got all my stuff besides like a few shirts that I gave away. Couple pair of shoes. So.
No, I'm telling you, Jay, you should be thankful for that, because you don't realize how many guys that I talked to from Indianapolis that say they got barely anything left.
Yeah.
They say all their roommates and their buddies, teammates, and everybody kind of, took this and took that. So glad to see that you got all your gear intact. Well, Jay, next week, the NFL draft, you have any plans? Family, friends? What are you going to do next week?
probably be home throwing a cookout with all my family, and we'll be watching TV. Just hopefully hear my name called somewhere. We're just all excited as far as me and my family, so we just can't wait to see what the outcome will be.
Nice. And you getting anything cooked for you, like your favorite dinner or anything like that?
Yeah, just hot dogs, hamburgers, probably a few steaks, probably some chicken and stuff. Pretty much seafood, since I pretty much grew up around water, they'll probably have some seafood down here. So.
Beautiful. Well, hey, Jay, we want to wish you the best moving forward. We really appreciate you coming on and taking some time on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We wish you the best next week.
All right, thank you.
Yep. That's Jay Rossi, defensive tackle from the East Carolina Panthers, Texas vs. Nation, and Scouting Combine. He played a tremendous role in East Carolina Pirates' success from that defensive line spot. And he's a gentleman that, like I said, next week you're gonna hear his name very early when it comes to the NFL draft. One of the top players at his position, and you know, you can't find enough good defensive tackles, defensive linemen, and they really make a difference at the next level. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you taking some time. Today's guest again was Jay Ross of the East Carolina Panthers, or Keith Carolina Panthers, East Carolina Pirates, I'm sorry. And like again, we want to appreciate and thank him coming on and joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.